one of the major things that happened while you were there was the fire.
Yeah.
Could you tell me what you remember about the days before and around the fire?
I'll tell you, but unfortunately, I came down home on the weekend, see? And somebody called me up around here or told me that they'd had a big fire over there at College Park. And then when I went back up there, the old barracks, that was a big white building, looked kind of like a castle, you know. Well, it was just about a shell up there, and all smoked up and everything like that. And the school just grouped us together, I think by classes, and got a room and board for us down in Hydesville, and what's that little village up north of College Park?
University Park? Riverdale?
Well, Riverdale was one. Berwyn?
Berwyn, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right. And all that. And we had to, I don't know who handled the money on that thing, but how we got to and from Hydesville, I lived in Hydesville with a lady, and she had about four or five boys in there, as well as her own sons and everything like that. And it was very nice. And I wasn't at all homesick or anything like that. And I think that it didn't throw things out of gear for us, because we did lose probably 2 or 3 days when they were getting organized, you know. But then we went right on to school. We were put down there in Hydesville where we had some rooms, and our job was to get out there in the morning and get down to the trolley tracks and catch a ride up to down here about a half a mile down here from this gate, you know, the old trolley ran along there. So it didn't dislocate things a whole lot.
What was your reaction when you first got back to the MAC from home? Did you come really quickly after you got the phone call? And then what happened?
No, somebody around here told me about it, that had heard from it, see, because I didn't think anything particular about it, and I had no reaction a whole lot as to what would happen or anything like that. See, I was awful young when I went up there, I guess. And so it was fine for me, anything like that. And we went right on to classes. They had it pretty well organized, you see.
Did you lose anything in the fire?
I don't think so. I've forgotten that. Of course, when I came home for the weekend, I packed up right good, you know, and I had everything, like clothing and things like that. But I certainly didn't lose anything valuable, because I didn't have anything valuable. See, I didn't even have a watch or anything. But I guess some did. I'm sure they did.
I've heard a story that you and Lee Pennington helped plug up a water tower a couple weeks before.
No.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all, because I just don't remember that. No, did somebody tell you that?
Yeah, Lee Pennington told us about it.
Did he?
Yeah, some people were shooting up the water tower.
Oh, yeah?
And that this is right before the fire, and you and he helped plug it up.
Well, I may have been around there on the ground. I wasn't much of a fellow for climbing, too. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. I thought you meant that they had opened the taps or something or other like that, but I don't think so.
Could you tell me a little bit more about how your daily routine went after you were moved down to Hyattsville?
Oh, yes. When we got up and we got our breakfast and started right out down there to the trolley line and rode down there to about where this gate is, or down below it, you know. It's probably about a half a mile from there up to here, I think. And from there on, we walked up the hill, and that was it. We were there.
What were your quarters like at the woman's house in Hyattsville?
Very nice. Very nice. Nice, comfortable, typical home, you know. And she had, I think she had two boys. In my eyes, they were grown, and a daughter, and she was much older than me. She was pretty well on the way to being grown, you know. And it was very pleasant there. And we did our studying. I can't think, save me much, what kind of studying we did or where, but I guess we did. We had to.
While you were living down there, did the university pay these people?
I think they paid them direct, because I never saw any money transferred or anything like that. And I didn't have to pay him, and I'm sure the others didn't have to pay him, so they must have been paid direct.
How much, were you younger than most of the other students there?
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. I was born October the 22nd, 1894. So this is a senior class, isn't it?
Yeah, it has all the classes that were there in 1916.
Uh-huh. That's rubbed off. So I went over there to school in the fall of 1911. So that would give you an idea about how old I am. See?
About 17.
You think I was that old? I guess I was. Huh?
Well, arithmetic works out a little bit like that.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, I thought I was younger than that, but I was pretty young looking anyhow.